Jared Dickinson is here. Jared, good morning.
Good morning.
Thanks performing at the Belfast Nashville Songwriters Festival for the third year.
That's correct.
And you're playing tonight at the Holiday Inn?
I am. I'm supporting Mick Flannery.
Brilliant. Let us hear what you'll be doing. What are you going to sing first?
I'll do a song from my new album called No Work for a Working Man.
Fantastic. Jared Dickinson.
Saw it written on my face when I walked through the door. Hadn't earned a full day's wage, at least 6 months or more. I get up for the morning sun, walk the streets of cold New York, pray the day a job will come so I can pay the old landlord. There ain't no work for a working man. Lines are long and the jobs are thin right now. I sell the watch that my dad gave me. I plan to give it to our son someday. Oh well. We sold all of our furniture. We sold it all but the two twin beds. I'm going anywhere. It's where the children lay their heads. I pray to God we'll make it through somehow. I pray to God that our luck will change. The world feels so much colder now. Will we ever be the same? Please, darling, don't give up on me. I know you're hungry and the kids are weak as hell. Sleep as I got mouths to feed, and I work these fingers till they start to bleed and swell. Jobs are thin right now. I sell the watch that my dad gave me. I plan to give it to our son someday. Oh well.
Oh, that was just lovely, Jared. Oh,
thank you very
thank
much.
Thank you so much. Thank Perfect you. For a Sunday morning. Is it true you came to this quite late in life, that it wasn't something that you aspired to when you were very young?
That's true. I didn't pick up a guitar until I was around 18 years old. And
what inspired you at that stage to do it and not before?
Sure. Well, music was always a really big part of my life. I grew up listening to my father's record collection and was sifting through the Beatles and the Rolling Stones and Paul Simon and all those guys. And always loved it, but... It wasn't until I was around 18 that I thought, well, it'd be fun to pick this up. And, didn't really have any career aspirations at the time, just wanted to do it. But it soon took over.
And when and how did that change? How did it become an ambition for you to share your music with the rest of the world?
Yeah, well, it's probably somewhere when I was in college at the University of Texas in Austin. I was writing songs and really starting to feel very, very passionate about it, and thought, well, you know what, you only live once, you might as well give it a go.
And why did you decide to move to Nashville? Why did you decide to make that trip? Is it like a pilgrimage? Is it?
Yeah, I would say so. I think everybody in the singer-songwriter folk world has to pass through there at least once, and I'd been living in Austin and was out on the road touring a lot, and a good friend of mine had just moved to Nashville and said, hey, there's a room open in the house I'm in. Why don't you come up? And I said, well, yeah, all right. I'll do that.
Great. And is it something of a passage, a rite of passage that you feel you have to go through?
Yeah, I would say so. I mean, it's a great learning process for anyone to go through Nashville and be around all of these incredible songwriters that just push you to get better.
Is it that, or is it, or can it dissuade you?
It can do both very easily, but and it does do a little bit of both. But I would say more than anything, it inspires you to get better and to hone your craft.
What inspires you to write?
A lot of things, life in general, literature. I love reading. John Steinbeck is a huge influence, and just watching people and life happen.
I see that actually on the cover of your album, The Lonesome Traveler. You've got a real Grapes of Wrath look going on there with the hat and the coat. So, yeah. Would you play something else for us?
Sure.
I was blown away by that. It was lovely.
Oh, thank you so much.
What would you play next, please?
How about, let's do a tune called Rosalie.
Lovely. Rosalie, Jared Dickinson.
Take me back, Rosalie, take me back. And I've been running away for too long. And all the while I roamed, I thought of none but one. So leave the porch light on, I'm coming home, coming home. Take my word, Rosalie, take my word. Don't you know that time can change someone? My rambling days are done, I'm laying down my guns. So leave the porch light on, I'm coming home, coming home. And Rosalie, you're the one for me, and I'll prove my love somehow. Rosalie, there's a change in me, and I swear that I won't let you down, I won't let you down, no. So take my hand, Rosalie, take my hand. We don't have to face this world alone. We'll turn over every stone, we'll make this life our own. So leave the porch light on, I'm coming home, coming home. And Rosalie, you're the one for me, and I'll prove my love somehow. Rosalie, there's a change in me, and I swear that I won't let you down. Whoa, Rosalie, you're the one for me, and I'll prove my love to you somehow. Rosalie, I'm on my knees, and I swear that I won't let you down. I won't let you down.
Love it. Jared Dickinson tonight, the Holiday Inn with Mick Flannery as part of the Belfast Nashville Songwriters Festival.
Yes, sir.
Jared, what's your ambition now for your music? What do you want to do with it?
Oh, well, I would hope to continue to tour, continue to write and make records, and hopefully stick around for a long, long time.
Long may it last. It's lovely. The new album is The Lonesome Traveller. Yes. And as I say, you're at the Holiday Inn in Belfast tonight. Jared, lovely to meet you.
Likewise.
And thank you. What a treat on a Sunday morning.
Thank you for having me.
Thank you so much. Jared Dickinson.